David, your thoughts on today's game here at the Coleraine Showgrounds?
It was a tough one. It was a war of attrition. We started the game really well. We got a foothold in the game, scored a good goal. Second half again, you know, a wee bit of momentum from them. We conceded a goal, which was obviously disappointing from a set play. We're something that we talked about in the dressing room, that we need to stop conceding soft goals. If teams are going to cut you open, they're going to score wonder goals or whatever else, sometimes you hold your hands up. But that was a soft one today. It was a soft ball in. We weren't tight enough, and we basically let them back into the game. But, you know, I want to thank the players for their efforts and their endeavour and their hard work. Coleraine play a certain way. They throw long balls from their own half. They throw long balls from our half when they're attacking, and they make life difficult for you. We hung on a little bit at the end. We probably had the best, apart from McLaughlin, and at the end where Rowan Ferguson made a terrific save, Kirk Miller had a terrific opportunity to maybe nick as a winner. But all in all, coming off the two games in 48 hours, the effort and the endeavour, we made six changes today, and I say we got a positive result.
Pretty fair analysis there. You must be delighted with the character and resilience of the boys to hang on there with 10 men, you know, against a rampant Coleraine team at the end, yeah?
Yeah, and again, you're going to need to. It's not ideal where you're having people like Mulgrew and Bastian Harry when he come on, and Stevie Fallon hooking balls on, but the game meant that we had to today, and we were hoping for a little bit of a break. I don't think we got too much luck with the officials again today, but again, that's only my opinion. Other people might think differently, but again, there was a couple of decisions didn't quite go our way today.
Like you say, you must be looking for that, you know, that first half performance, you know, to last over the 90 minutes, really, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
know? Everybody does. You know, I'm sure Oram is the same. He was probably scratching his head wondering why they're coming off the back of a positive Derby win against Ballymena here on Saturday, and basically we ran over the top in the first half, so they got a response in the second half, which was to be expected. But say fair play to the players, especially when we went down to 10 men at the end, that they managed to see the game out and take a point out of a match.
We are not by any means neutral, but if there was a neutral there the day, they would have enjoyed what was an exciting end-to-end game, wouldn't it?
It was mental, and again, it's credit to people in the Irish League that, you know, again, people play a certain way and whatever else, and so you have to manage that, you have to deal with it, and say credit to the players. It's because it's a difficult place to come at the best of times, especially today when you find yourself down to 10 men towards the end of the day. They hung in today and we got something out of the game.
That's two almighty away games in 48 hours. It lasts a lot of part-time players, doesn't it?
It does. And again, the players and I got a couple of days before we regroup, refocus, get back to training for the game now back at Windsor on Wednesday against Institute.
And finally, a word on Andy Waterworth, his 300th game for Linfield today. He's achieved a lot for us over that time.
He has, and again, sometimes he takes a little bit of stick and people want everything, and I'm the same, you know, because Andy's been here so long, he's been a stalwart of the club, and I always demand high standards of Andy, and sometimes we fall out. But again, since I've been at the football club, Andy's been a credit, and say 300 games for any club, 300 games for the club that we all love, Andy. You talked about neutrals before. We all love Linfield, and for 300 games to be playing for a club of the stature of Linfield's a credit to Andy.
All the best for Wednesday, David.
I want to say thank you to the supporters today. It's a tough from minute one, because it can't have been easy for them, the Boxing Day defeat, but from minute one today they got right behind myself, the staff, more importantly the players. Say we need that, we need a strong Linfield. We first and foremost, we want a strong Linfield team on the pitch, but we need a strong Linfield support off that, and we certainly got that today. Absolutely no question about that. I thought they were immense today.
There was a real good crowd behind the net, wasn't it?
There was. There was probably
in the middle of the noise.
There was probably more than the tickets that you sold, Andy. So maybe some of the latecomers maybe decided that. And fair play to him, as I say. I know it can't be easy at times when you lose a Derby game, and coming off the back of it, and Christmas, and the expense, and the travel. But absolutely, as I say, I thought they were immense today.
And I'm sure you'll want to wish everybody a happy new year, getting into a new year.
Yeah, again, yes, new year coming, we're a year older and hopefully a year wiser, as I say, Andy. But I say a big game now on Wednesday. We play Wednesday. Again, there's basically no rest. You play Wednesday and then you've got Queens again, the Irish Cup on Saturday. But for all the Linfield supporters out there, a big thank you from myself. I know the staff, the rest of the staff and the players. I wish them a happy new year, and hopefully it's a big year for the football club.
And in that new year, it's shaping up to be a 5-team title race, isn't it?
It is. A lot of teams in and around it there. Again, it's exciting for everybody. Some of the teams won in and around there, so a lot of points to be played for, a lot of games to be a lot of points to be dropped, a lot of points to be gained. And if we're in and around, hopefully come the end of the season, where we want to be, hopefully we're good enough to get over that line.
Good luck Wednesday, David.
Cheers, Andy.